Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:46. I'm getting some good suggestions for people that drive through, like Joe LaPinto called them, gas holes. People that cut the line. People that drive through flooded streets and send water into houses. I don't know what you can do. Police are strained and people are going to be jerks, I guess. Somebody said splash holes, which is not bad, I guess. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Let's talk about a recap. I guess we'll start with where things stand this morning after yesterday's rains.
There's some cleanup going on. There's a lot of debris in the streets. This is, anytime we have one of these events, it can tend to set us back a little bit with, particularly with storm drains. A lot of debris goes in there, a lot of leaves still on the ground. And so there'll be a lot of cleanup today. Sanitation will be out doing cleanups of, trash carts that fell over, trash in the streets, things like that. Didn't see a whole lot of tree emergencies or any tree debris. I'm sure it's out there, but nothing significant to report on that end. And then just looking at working with parking and DPW with any vehicles remaining in the right-of-way, I think most of those were addressed yesterday.
What about neutral ground? That's over, right?
Neutral ground was over at 8 p.m. And obviously, we just ask that people, when they're exiting the neutral ground, to use care because they'll obviously, there's a lot of saturated ground out there. And, my Parks and Parkways director is always very key to remind me, about being careful.
There's no need to tear it up.
Exactly.
Just go slow. Where were the hardest hit parts of the city, Colin? Do you know?
By far, areas of Mid-City and Gentilly in particular, we were getting reports of, from the weather stations of anywhere from 7 to almost 8 inches of rain. And I think when all said and done, I think 8 is not an unreasonable number. And that was over the course of about 6 to 7 hours. It reminds me of somewhat of the Mother's Day flood we had in 2019. Although in that one, we got a lot more rain on the front end. This one was just pretty constant with that one really heavy, 2.5 inches of rain we got just within pretty much the lunch hour from around 11 to 12, 12:15. And that was when really, I think, Sewage and Water Board had kept up to a certain extent. But at that point, when you start getting rain rates around 5-6 inches an hour, for an extended period of time, there isn't a system design that can keep up with that. But then it becomes the catch up game, and that's what occurred yesterday. We were wondering and hoping that when the rain started letting up around 2 to 3 p.m. that they would start catching up. And what we did see is that typically, most of our reports, and we do a lot of camera work with the Real-Time Crime Center. We look at a lot of areas, and what I saw from our report there, the final report, was that most areas were cleared by around 4:30 to 5 p.m., but I know that there were some outliers out there because I drove around a little bit. I saw around Orleans and Galvez, DPW was already out there popping manhole covers just to increase the amount of water getting into the system to help drain more, but there was certainly some issues there that I think that we want to that they need to take a better look at, and we'll do that.
Wait, in terms of catch basin cleaning with DPW?
Yeah, or? I think catch basins. I think that there's it becomes kind of clear that in certain areas that not enough water is getting into the system on the front end. I think Sewage and Water Board did a good job yesterday. They're dealing with a power deficit to a certain extent. They had 40 megawatts of power, and ideally to run everything at one time, they need 44 megawatts. Now, saying that, they don't need to run every pump at one time. And so what happens is they will focus pumps or prioritize pumps based on where they're seeing the most water at their pump stations. And I think they did that. I just think it was a massive amount of rain
yesterday. And that was my next question, Colin. Did anything, the power problems, you know, and look, so we know the problems with surge and water board. I talked to Ghassan Korban yesterday. Everything's well documented. We'll talk to him again on Monday. I think he's scheduled. But when you get that much rain, it's going to flood. And that leads me to another question. Did anything that happened yesterday with power pumps, anything, have anything to do with flooded streets? Or is it just that much rain that really it might have made a minimal amount of difference, but not substantial?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It might have made a minimal amount of difference. I don't think so. I think with that amount of rain, really what you have to look at is after the rain stops, how long does it take to clear? And that's the frustrating part, I think, for residents, and I get it. You know, I live here too, and it's the frustrating part is how long does it take to clear after? And then to your point, people driving through these streets, you may have a street that the water is right to the curb, it's halfway up your tire, and you're good. You know, your car is not going to flood. And then someone comes through, and it literally can make that much difference. Yep. It's really how it was the genesis of the neutral ground parking kind of lifting of those restrictions was, is there, you know, 2 inches can make a huge difference in this, you know, as far as just elevating your vehicle. I remember a guy at GOSEP once told me, you know, even 4 sandbags, you could drive your car on top of sandbags, mm-hmm. and that would, you know, lift you enough in a rain event like this to ensure that you're not going to flood. I'm certainly not recommending that, but that's kind of the idea behind this. And then the other thing that we have to look at is these underpasses. The pumps there work, but you've seen them. They will collect not inches, but feet of water in those. And they're like basically like swimming pools. And so when people drive into those, and what we saw yesterday, we didn't see any, you know, real critical life safety type rescue missions out of those, but we see people driving into those, their car stalls, and then they're waiting out of water. People are, and I really appreciate residents helping people out of their cars that have stalled in these, which then the cars can float with, you know, 4 inches of water, and then they float into the middle of the intersection, and then it creates an issue for towing and trying to recover from these things. And so that's kind of some of the things we wanted to get out through the media, through WWL and through others yesterday was, you know, if you didn't have anywhere, you know, absolutely critical that you had to be, please just stay off the roads until this passes. And it does pass.
You know, you mentioned the Mother's Day flood of 2019, which honestly, Colin, I can't keep them straight. There have been so many. There's not a doubt that this is happening more and more frequently. So are there talks that the city has to come up with a better way to manage water? And I'm not saying that I'm not calling anybody out on anything. I'm just saying, like, you need to rethink, because pumping's just not going to do it as often as these things are happening.
No, I agree. I think that, you know, the council, council member Giarrusso has been on the right track. I think that there are issues that at subsurface with, you know, how the water is getting into the system. You know, we have to understand that logically we live in a city that has a lot of subsidence and not really good, you know, there's no bedrock here. And so when you put a pipe in the ground, how long is that pipe going to continue to pull water and not get kinks and breaks and tree roots growing through it and things like that? I think that's part of it. I think the power issue is going to be resolved, you know, and I'm excited for the substation to open at Sewage and Water Board, and I know they're moving with great progress on that. I think that's going to – power seems to be the real big issue right now, and that's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing a better resolution on. But there has to be more investment in this system. It's old, and it's showing its age.
Thank you, Colin. I appreciate your time. And two, you know, they're way behind on catch basins. I realize that. But at this time of year, there are so many oak leaves all over the place. I don't know how you keep the basins clear. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.